Your FAQs. In his last column of 2025, Bernard Seymour re-recaps on the most frequently asked questions on the affinity advice line. Lasting powers of attorney, LPA. An LPA is a legal document that lets you, the donor, appoint one or more people, attorneys, to help you make decisions or to make decisions on your behalf. There are two types of LPA, health and welfare, and property and financial affairs. You can have one or both as they deal with different aspects of your life. The position in Scotland and Northern Ireland is slightly different, but the principles are the same. I would encourage everyone to consider putting in place LPAs as part of later life planning. Wills. When you die, an LPA can no longer be used to manage your affairs, and the legal authority to do so passes to the executors you have named in your will. You can appoint up to four executors, but if you have a property to sell, you will need at least two executors. If you own property abroad, consult lawyers in both countries who deal with international assets and ensure both sets of lawyers communicate with each other. There can also be issues with arranging for sale proceeds in a foreign currency to be paid into your UK bank account, so specialist advice should always be taken. Joint tenants and tenants in common. The terms joint tenants and tenants in common refer to types of joint ownership of a property. Depending on which you choose will determine what you can do with the property when one owner dies or the relationship breaks down. As joint tenants, the property automatically goes to the other owner if you die. You cannot pass on your ownership of the property in your will, as tenants in common. You can own different shares of the property. Your share of the property does not automatically go to the other owner if you die. You can pass on your share of the property in your will. It is possible to change the ownership. If you wish to change from joint tenants to tenants in common, this is called severing the tenancy. I always advise taking specialist advice and taking an holistic approach to later life planning before making decisions on property ownership. Financial gifts. Increasingly, parents and grandparents are helping the next generation financially. At the time of writing this, inheritance tax changes had not been announced, so I will keep my advice general. Always take advice from a specialist lawyer or accountant. Keep records of what gifts you make. If helping to buy a property and this is joint with a non-family member, make sure the money you give is protected for your family in the event the relationship breaks down. This can be done by speaking to the solicitor handling the property purchase. If the money is not a gift but a loan, make sure this is properly documented, again taking advice, so that there is no misunderstanding regarding repayment. Faulty goods. The Consumer Rights Act 2015 requires any products you buy to be of satisfactory quality, fit for purpose and as described. If something goes wrong, your contract is with the retailer, so you must contact them. Be clear about the issue and what you expect the retailer to do. Depending on how long you have had the item, your redress is likely to be a repair or replacement. In some cases, you can ask for a refund. In all cases, keep copies of your correspondence and take photos if possible. Give the retailer a fixed amount of time to respond, say 14 days. If the retailer refuses to replace or repair your item, you can take proceedings through the Small Claims Court. Section 75V Chargeback. Section 75 of the Consumer Credit Act 1974 is a useful legal tool if you buy something that costs more than £100 and less than £30,000 on your credit card. If something goes wrong, your card company has a responsibility to look into it, and you may be able to get your money back this way. If you've paid by debit card or the item costs less than £100, try claiming through chargeback. You must show there's been a breach of contract and you have asked the retailer but been refused a refund. Finally, everyone at Affinity Solutions wishes you and your families a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Contact Affinity Resolutions. Affinity Resolutions offers a helpline/signposting service on legal matters, which is free to members. The helpline is operational during normal business. To access the service, the member first needs to register online. www.affinityresolutions.co.uk/join/. We are aware that a number of members do not have internet access, and in those situations we will always help without registration. The link takes members to the joining page and to our FAQs. If a member needs further advice, we work with a number of organizations who can provide this. Helpline telephone 03300 55, 25, 30, or email hello@affinitaresolutions.co.uk. Article ends.